This is KUT. Over the next 4 months, Texas officials will be offloading programs aimed at helping newly arrived refugees. Last week, the state announced it was leaving the federal refugee resettlement program after 4 decades. And as KUT's Ashley Lopez reports, this could mean some changes in state government services.
Okay, so the first big change in Texas will be felt by the roughly 20 people who have state jobs dedicated to refugee programs right now. And those positions have all been funded by the federal government, up until February, that is. According to a spokesperson for the Texas Health and Human Services Commission, the agency will be working to reassign or offer other positions to those employees in the next 120 days. And as for what will happen to the actual services and work these employees provided, well, that will now fall to nonprofits.
It's going to be a huge amount of work, and most of us have never been through this process before.
That's Aaron Rippenkroger with Refugee Services of Texas. He says his group and others will have to figure out how to take on those responsibilities and make sure services for refugees aren't disrupted. That's because when states leave the federal program, they don't actually stop receiving refugees. A spokesperson for the U.S. Office of Refugee Resettlement said in a statement they regret Texas's decision, but they're working to appoint designees to take over the administration of services to refugees in Texas. A spokesman also said the agency will make sure services aren't disrupted as the state switches to an alternative program. And Rippenkroger says the good news is that other states like Kansas and New Jersey have recently gone through the same process.
There is expertise out there, and we want to be connecting with that while also ensuring that, again, the people working in Texas have an important contribution to make as we work on this.
Another big change is that the state will no longer be receiving more than $100 million from the federal government to run the program. And Rippenkroger says that money would have not just been dispersed to groups like his, it would have also gone to school districts and health facilities around the state that serve refugees. Rippenkroger says this will be an adjustment for those entities too. Ashley Lopez, KUT News.